AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran is pushing back on President Trump's pressure tactics ahead of critical talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program. Two Iranian officials called Trump's remarks big lies, but also said negotiations may yield an agreement through honorable diplomacy. If the negotiations failed, Trump has repeatedly threatened to attack Iran. Already, Iran has said all U.S. military bases in the Mideast would be considered legitimate targets, putting at risk the tens of thousands of American service members in the region. During his State of the Union speech last night, Trump touched on Iran and the nuclear negotiations.
They've already developed missiles that can threaten Europe and our bases overseas, and they're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
The president also said,
they were warned to make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons, yet they continue starting it all over.
During his State of the Union address, the president also honored the U.S. Olympic champion men's hockey team and its star goaltender. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
The gold medal-winning U.S. men's Olympic hockey team has visited President Donald Trump at the White House and later received about a two-minute bipartisan standing ovation during his State of the Union address. Trump also announced that the women's hockey team, which also defeated Canada to win gold, will visit the White House. The women's team had declined an invitation to attend the State of the Union due to the timing of the address. Trump also said goalie Connor Hellebuck will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
U.S. futures were flat today after Trump's State of the Union speech, while global shares were mostly higher. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shams reports on the deportation of a U.S. man after he served 11 years in a Bali prison.
Indonesia has freed and deported an American man after he spent 11 years in prison for the premeditated murder of his then-girlfriend's mother on the tourist island of Bali. Footage released by the Bali Immigration Office showed Tommy Schaefer walking with a group of people at Bali International Airport, where he was deported back to the United States on Tuesday evening. Schaefer was given an 18-year sentence in 2014 for the murder of Sheila Von Rees-Mack in 2014 during a luxury vacation. The case is widely known as the Bali suitcase murder. Heather Mack, who was almost 19 and a few weeks pregnant at the time of the killing, served a 10-year prison sentence in Bali for helping to kill her mother and was deported in October 2021. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purolator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purolator, keep it purring.